The refusal of France to support a U.S.-led war in Iraq has caused much consternation among some Americans. Commentator Frank DeFord says the sports curmudgeon is among those frustrated by all things French.
It's time for sports to show how patriotic they are, to join with their better countrymen as we pile on the hated enemy. But no, the sports curmudgeon says it's not enough just to skip the French fries and to spit out the good Bordeaux, or to forget that if the French troops and the French fleet hadn't been with George Washington at Yorktown, then yes, Tony Blair would be our leader today. It's time to make sports 100% pure American, free of all gall taint. No more Grand Prix, no more tournaments, no more champions. And Lance Armstrong, you and your United States Postal Service team, you better just forget about that toured F word. The sports curmudgeon says what this coalition of the willing needs is a tour of Texas and pronto. We better not allow any more French poodles or Grand Pyrenees into the Westminster dog show, and we ought to start profiling those French-Canadian hockey players. It's very unlikely that any of our athletes have ever had frog's legs or quiche Lorraine. But 86 the French toast, guys, and on your salads go for Thousand Island, or even better, ranch dressing instead of French dressing. And obey the new patriotic training rules. No more French kissing. Hey, baseball announcers, when two outfielders converge on a fly ball and let it drop between them, let's hear no more of this Alphonse and Gaston foreignization of our national pastime. The ball drops there right between Jones and Smith as they play Tom and Jerry. That's the home country spirit. And the sports curmudgeon says, any ball player who screams at an umpire or referee, you blind, no good, blanky, blah, blah, but then says, pardon my French, must be thrown out of the game post-haste, right away. It pains the sports curmudgeon to say it, but all right-thinking Americans have also got to wonder about Larry Bird. Born in French Lick, educated at Terre Haute. Hey, is that Larry Bird or Larry Frog? And what are we going to do about Notre Dame? Oh, sure, they cover up calling themselves the Irish, but Notre Dame can't fool the sports curmudgeon where their true heart is. Nobody should be allowed to take Marquette in the NCAA office pool. And as for Lafayette College, talk about your nerve. Lafayette playing in the Patriot League. Throw Lafayette out until it changes its name to Pulaski College or Kosciuszko College after a foreign freedom fighter from a country we can trust. But worst of all, an incredulous sports curmudgeon asks, can you believe this? NASCAR, the all-Americanist sport of all which has been virtually run by, oh, the horror of it, the France family, its whole existence. Call off the races until the chairman of the NASCAR board, Bill France Jr., changes his name to Bill United States Jr. And of course, every time we have a champion, I mean a winner, there will be no champagne. Raising his glass of old granddad, the sports curmudgeon says, we need nothing less than an executive order. Henceforth, American sports winners can only pour bottles of bourbon on each other's heads.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.